This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, test.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF taking pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net. Any one on frequency for the pre-net check-ins? Go ahead, call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Gavin Bay City, no traffic.
This is
Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rob Bay City, no traffic, Ron.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, we got Dave and Rob for the pre-net check-ins. Any other stations for the Mid-Michigan Net pre-net?
KPM at Kilo Echo 8, Alpha 2, November, Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
Okay, Greg, last part of your call, I got the Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, and I didn't get after that, if you can give me the last three letters.
Okay, well, I'll try again. It's K-E-8-A-E-N at Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November. I'll copy. No traffic for the net, by the way.
Okay, yeah, you're scratchy into the repeater, but it's Alpha Zulu November. Is that correct?
That would be an affirmative.
Thank you very much, sir. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
PAZ, Mini Bert, no traffic.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, everyone stand by. We'll be starting the net here in about a minute. Good evening, everyone. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan. And I'll be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolake at Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie Dash Romeo, KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any announcements or traffic for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8SDL, KE8AZN, KC8VOA, and KD8PAZ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any stations that are short-time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now. Okay, do I have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, I'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net. Call net control now. Okay, good evening, everyone. First, I've got an announcement. If you haven't been watching your TV, there is a red flag warning out for pretty much all of lower Michigan with the humid temperatures, the heat that we had today, and the strong winds. I understand that there is ongoing a fire, wildfire up in Auburn area. I guess it consumed a barn and about 10 acres so far of corn that was ready to be harvested. So my son-in-law and daughter were up that way and came across some information on it. So I haven't seen anything on the news yet, but just be aware if you're up in that area to be aware of any type of wildfires or anything, and also, yeah, no open burning, no nothing like that with these winds and that and the dry conditions that we have out there. All right, good evening. This is the Mid-Michigan Net. I'm KC8YVF. We're going to start at the top of the list here with KC8PCQ. Dave, stand by. KC8SDL, Rob. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron. KC8PCQ here. The fire is just, it's kind of running ragged. And we went over to Caro the other day, and the corn is just crispy. I mean, it's a dark brown you've never seen. And it doesn't take much. I guess it was just a rock that the tractor hit and caused a spark and started it all off. Vanguard's been good today. Oh, my God, were they good. 10-meter is wide open, at least it was for a while, and 17, 20, and, of course, 40. And I got the honor of spending a couple, 3 hours on it just seeking out POTA, and did that at the back porch for the battery. It was kind of fun. So with that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, David, thanks for the information in that, and thanks for checking in this evening. We'll go down the list here to KC8SDL, Rob. Stand by KE8AZN. Good evening, Rob.
Okay, KC8YZF in the group, the old Charlie 8, she's up to you. Yeah, I can concur with Dave there about the wind there. It's horrible there. Yeah, I think about my railroad buddies here. I know they're probably being very careful about running freight, because one little spark from the turbo, from the exhaust and the diesel can cause a wildfire. Yeah, I've had that experience when I worked for the railroad back 20 years ago. But that was pretty wild today. Yeah, radio wise, I was going to say I know this morning was okay. I fired up the Kenwood about 8 o'clock, but there was a lot of lightning crashes. The gusts of the storm over Lake Huron, and band conditions could have been better, but it finally fizzled out, and it wasn't too bad. But yeah, I was on this morning, but I had some other stuff to do, mainly do laundry for the XYL, so I did that, and things calmed down. But yeah, man, I really got to load the dryer as we speak here. I got to take it upstairs and get it done. So. Like I said, I obviously told you about the river. I kind of had a good time with that there. I think I sent you some videos on that river time. I hope I did. But I had a good time about that. And, of course, the gal that coordinates that, they invited me back for next year, so I'll definitely go. So, we had an open house at the museum, open house at the Railroad Museum in Saginaw here Saturday. We had a fairly good turnout there. I fired up one of the diesel locomotives from last open house of the year. We have one more open house that's toward the end of the month, but I've got it in all winter ice. And I started up one of the diesels. As a matter of fact, we had an old air horn off the old blue engine there. It doesn't run. We took one of the volunteers took the air horn off, and me and my buddies there, we concocted I gave more support and concocted an air hose, and we hooked it up and tried to blow the horn. Boy, she blew quite well. we did that. Then we shut down and called it a day, but we had a good time at the museum. So, okay, other than that, I got your report from Lauren doing a great job there, Ron. I'll be around for the 7-3 round. KC8YVF, KC8SCO. Rob here in Bay City. Oh, of course, wave a hand, Miss Vinny. Back to that, Ron.
All right, Rob. I'm glad you could check in. Sounds like you had a busy time as well this weekend.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
That's a good thing. All right, next up on the list, we'll go to KE8AZN, and then we'll do a station break for more check-ins. Go right ahead, Greg.
Well, awesome. This is KE8AZN, and thank you so much for taking the net there tonight, Bob. You're doing a fantastic job. I would say that I was mowing the lawn the other day, and not today, but I was mowing the lawn the other day, and a lot of weeds were around, and I was smelling burning leaves. I'm wondering what in the world's going on. I look behind me, and the leaves are burning. I'm like, what the heck? How did that happen? Well, it was probably something from the exhaust vent. So, but anyway, I got 15 degrees Celsius here. I have to look and do the conversion there and maybe change the thermometer, but it kind of looks overcast here. I would say probably overcast down there, so I would say that we'll probably get some rain. So, but anyway, hey, this is back over to you there. This is KE8AZN, back to KC8YVF, Rob.
Well, thanks for checking in, Greg. Yeah, you got to be careful out there. The exhaust from lawnmowers, any type of power equipment, you know, leaf blowers, weed whackers, ATVs if you're out doing work or whatever. Yeah, you got to really be careful at this point. My grass is dry. Only spot it's green is where the downspouts come off the house. For what little rain we've got, right around that where the downspouts come out, there's about a 5-foot area spread at the end that's nice and green, but the rest of it's all brown. So I did go out and cut the lawn today. Not really to cut the lawn. There's nothing to cut but to pick up the leaves and the debris in the lawn. So my entire lawn, I got one of those paper leaf bags was about it, but just made it look a little cleaner. In that regard, but yeah, I hope we do, and it is cloudy here right now. It looked like it was going to rain, but I watched the news before it came down, and there's nothing out there, but they said we could have a little pop-up shower possible, but not a real high probability. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Rag 2 Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
Yeah, November 8, Echo, Romeo, Lima, on Dave's Shield.
Hey, Dave, we got you in there. Any other check-ins call? No. Okay, we'll continue down the list with KC8VOA, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and for KE8VNA, this is a two-round net. I don't know if you knew that or not, but yeah. So, you haven't brought up yet anything about going about the SCT for next weekend, so when you get an opportunity, you can bring that up. But no, I haven't done too much outside today. I was hoping to do some other things outside, but that wind is blowing too much grit and debris, and I was going to try to sled underneath the camper and seal up any openings underneath, and it's like, no, I don't need the eyes full of dirt and dust, so I did not do that today. I should have done it. It was a beautiful day, temperature-wise, but just it was too breezy and too much dust and debris blowing. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Night Control. KC8VOA to KC8YVF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, when it comes my turn at the end of the first round here, I will go through some of those things, announcements and other things here. So we'll get through everybody's comments here first, and then I'll do my my portion here. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, standby NADRL. Good evening, Manny.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the nets. Good to hear everybody in here. It's good to hear Greg in there, too. So, anyway, enjoyed breakfast yesterday with all you guys and had a good time. Come home and done some more rearranging. I threw out two recliners because I had them for 17 years, and the one I had four pillows and a comforter in and Norton to sit in it. If I took them out, I had to have a crane to draw me up out of there. So anyway, my daughter, she brought over a sofa and that belonged to my other daughter. So I have got a sofa to sit on now. So other than that, I had the windows open today because it was so nice. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I'm glad you got a sofa to sit on now. And, yeah, it was a nice day. We had lots of breeze, that's for sure, going through the house. We opened the east and the west windows and let it cool off. It was nice. Got them closed up here now, starting to cool off. And wife was a little chilled, so got at least the west side closed where the wind was coming from. And, yeah, it was a nice day. Not going to get too many more like this. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, and then I'll do my turn. Go right ahead, Dave.
Okay, not me. I don't know what that was. But anyway, as far as radio, the hobby goes, been kind of spotty for me the last couple of weeks. Have not been able to keep up my operating practices. So David, thank you for bringing up about the bands being opened up. Hopefully I can get some time tomorrow to get a little radio work in, see how that goes. Well, today I went to Costco, got a new set of tires for my truck. I think I managed to do it without having to mortgage the farm. Costco does a pretty good job with tires. They usually only have the kind of the higher end brands. I think Michelin and maybe Goodrich, but they really do have good prices. I think you can get a higher end tire there for about as not much more than you can get a lower end at a regular tire store. But don't know about that. But this is the second set of tires I've got from them the last few months. So far, happy with it. And, yeah, the quite a fire going out in that Auburn area there. That's all the everybody mentioning about the dry weather. Yeah, that's for sure. I got a lot of early leaves. So have to, like Greg mentioned, keep that in mind when I'm mulching the leaves, hopefully not to start a fire. The raised garden, still kicking out
a couple cucumbers every other day or so, and still got some nice tomatoes. And my wife and I had a really nice time yesterday. We went down yesterday to Detroit, to the Detroit Opera House, and saw an off-Broadway play, Moulin Rouge. I think it's got to be one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, a modern Broadway-type off-Broadway play. It was very cool. I'm back to you, Ron. KC8YVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave. All right, just as I keyed up, I thought I heard something in there, so we'll go ahead, and then we'll do another station break here in a moment, so anybody else that wants to check in, just stand by for a moment. Yeah, as far as the garden, yes, I still got peppers, I got cabbages, I got Brussels sprouts, I got tomatoes out there. So everything else is done. Got parts of the garden cleaned up, but I've still got a ton of, like I said, of other things out there. I've picked some of the cabbages that were the bigger ones, and they're sitting in a bucket in the garage, or pail in the garage right now. So we'll get to those. We'll make something with those probably this week. And, yep, still have got a variety of different peppers out there and a few other things. So garden's still hanging in there. Just got to get out tonight, I guess, and water it again since we haven't had any water in the rain. I watered it a couple of days ago, so I got to get out and do that. Okay, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, for me, Friday night, we had our club meeting for the Saginaw Club. Had a good time at the club there. We went over presentation kind of new and cool gadgets. So Mike had some nice things to share. So did Fred, QCO. I had a whole bunch of things, more than we could fit in a night, basically, trying to get through all of those. So I did send out a lens to club members. Take a look at some of the links in there, some of the things that we looked at, some interesting things in there, some stuff you might have, some things that you don't have that might help out in the shack or around the house. Things just I've just come across from YouTube, guys doing things on YouTube and reviewing things and other stuff like that. So makes life easier in the shack sometimes for a few of these things. And if you weren't there, you didn't get a description of why some of these things were on the list and what the usefulness is. So other than that, I've been working on staining woodwork. We're still working on our living room. Floor's done, walls are done, all of that. So the last thing on the list for that part is to do the woodwork. Yesterday I sanded all of it down pretty much to the wood again in most spots. Took care of some issues and things with some of those. Got that started today. I was going to start staining it, but with the wind outside, it was just too windy. Get dirt and everything else in the new varnish and stain, so it's down the basement on my workbench. But before I could get it down here, I had a bunch of projects on the workbench. I had to complete and get off the workbench to make room. So that's where I'm at now. I'll be staining woodwork for the next few evenings to get that done. Let me break. Coming up Saturday, the 12th of October, is the State of Michigan Emergency Exercise. This weekend was the ARRL's official weekend, but with them, you can hold it any time during the month of November. So we generally do it when the state has theirs. We partner with that, do our local exercise along with the state exercise. I did receive some additional information on the scoring and the information that has to be sent in to the state. I haven't gotten a chance to look at that yet. It came in this morning, and I've been busy all day. So hopefully tonight I'll get to download those documents and take a look at them to see exactly what we've got to do. Saturday morning, Rick, KC8DOA, and myself were down to 911 to see if we could do anything with the Internet. We were not getting any internet connection through the Central Michigan Emergency Network MI6 system. We checked the cables, the connectors, everything, the radios, and everything looks to be good. We're just not getting any internet in. So we contacted Fred, and he was going to take a look for us. He also, Jeff was down there, KB8SWR. I guess a couple of the sector panels across the street at Rosine were not working. They come unplugged or something. So he got those done, and Fred said he was able to see the radio that's in, the radio modem that's in M911, but didn't go any further. He assumed it was working. Well, Rick and I got there yesterday. There's still no internet connection, so hopefully they're able to get that running for the SET. That will make things a lot easier for me to be able to log in to the state system and enter the data and information that I have to do. So hopefully that gets corrected. If not, we're going to might have to do a hotspot out of there, or I might have to go find a different location to do the reporting portion of it that I need to do as EC. So, all right. Let me do one more break here. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Met. Do I have any additional check-ins before we go to the 73 round? Okay, we go back up to the top. KE8PCQ, stand by. KC8SDL. Good evening again, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and everybody. Well, this week was kind of busy. We canned the last of the potatoes. We canned, 24 pints of carrots for us, and started drying the, dehydrating actually, the cabbage and the cucumbers and all that stuff is leftover tomatoes, and we use those during the winter also. So it's been a lazy week. We've got a couple more cabbage to do yet, and we'll be done. Then on to apples. So everybody have a great week. KE8PCQ, 73s.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I planted some potatoes. I think there is some probably out there. The tops of them died off, so I don't know if we got anything or not. We planted a couple of dozen of them, but didn't see that much come up above ground, so I'll have to just kind of turn soil out there, see if I got anything. Won't be much if I do. But this second year we've tried them. Last year didn't come out too bad. We got maybe not a lot because I didn't plant a whole lot. Out there, I got maybe 5 pounds out of it, but it was more than I had anticipated. But this year, we just had a bunch of potatoes that went to seed, so my wife dug them up and threw them out there, so I wasn't expecting really anything of much. So we'll go take a look anyhow. All right, next up on the list, KC8SDL Rob, stand by KE8AZN. Good evening again, Rob.
Yes, sir, very good. KC8YVF in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, Jeff Lima. Yeah, like I said, coughing up a mung there. Excuse me, hi. Yeah, I had a good weekend. Pretty neat with a Chinese gym and other things I did. And, yeah, still got to get up and get that laundry out of the dryer there. So, all right, Ron, have a good week. Everybody take care and be safe, and hopefully that wind will die down because that's pretty bad at fire danger. It's very bad. So, okay, Ron, 73, we'll catch you alright on the we're not looking forward to it. With that, good evening, sir. KC8YVM. KC8FCL, Rob at Bay City. 73's Ron.
All right, Rob. Just for Greg as well here, before we go to him, we do have the regular Saginaw net on Monday nights at 9 p.m., same frequency, same PL. We do a two-round rag chew type of net from people from around the Tri-City area as well. So you're always welcome to join that net as well. All right, next up on the list, KE8AZN. There we go. Stand by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Greg.
Well, good evening, KC8. YVF, this is KE8AZN, and yes, thank you for the Monday night net information, and it's at 9 p.m. I should be able to make that just fine. So other than that, the only place that I see that it's raining in Michigan at the moment is way up in the northeast corner there, like Rogers Street and Hanaway and Presque Isle and those kind of places. I don't see anything here at the moment, but that could change, obviously, a little bit later on. But I still do have 69 degrees here, and I'm going to turn it back over there to you. This is KC8AZN, back to KC8YDF. 73, everyone.
All right, Greg. Yeah, you have a good evening there, and thanks for checking in tonight. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening, Rod. You guys are talking about your gardens, and I'm still getting a little bit out of the garden. It's definitely slowed down. I have not been watering. I've got most all my tomatoes, all dressed tomatoes in there are green. We're probably going to get a frost yet again this week. Sometime we'll have a frost. It's supposed to get down around 37 one of these nights this week. One of the newscasters had talked about chopped cheese, and I didn't understand what chopped cheese was, and they started describing it and everything else, and pretty soon they put a picture up on the screen. And I thought, that looks pretty good. I got to investigate that some more. So I did. I YouTubed it, and so after church today, when I got home, I got the flat top out, and did a couple of chopped cheese sandwiches, and oh my goodness, they were good. Where are they? Where are they ever? I'm still full from that. So with that, everyone have a wonderful night. Be safe. Looks like our chance of rain doesn't come until Sunday, next Sunday, a week from now. Keep an eye out for Milton, too. So KC8VOA, back to KC8YVF. 73, everybody.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I seen that on the news that not until it's going to be a dry week and not until possibly Sunday for the next chance of rain. So that's too bad. We could really use it. As far as I know, the landscaping company is supposed to come this week to clean up the mess. I had some trees taken out a month or so ago. I had the stumps taken out, so all of the stump debris is still in my yard. And we're waiting for the landscaping company to come to dig all that out, put in new dirt, and get it hydro seed. So I could really use some rain so I don't have to go out there and keep the sprinkler on it pretty much all of the time. It would dry out very quickly. So hopefully Mother Nature provides us a little bit of rain here this fall so the grass will grow and I'll have something come spring to at least other than dirt. So. All right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, stand by at ADRL. Good evening again, Minnie.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Not doing too much, probably won't do too much this week. I've got to go Tuesday and have a mammogram done, and then next on the 12th, I'm supposed to go to Lehman's Green Apple Barn with my family, so... spend the day there, so to celebrate my late daughter's birthday. Her birthday would have been the 12th, so my granddaughter wanted to celebrate her birthday, so we're going to go there and then either go to her place or come back here for cake and ice cream. So anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, that sounds like a good time. It's always fun out to Lehman's and that, to go out to Baines there on 47 and out to Lehman's, and we try and hit those at least in the fall, grab some apples or some cider or something and that, and that's always a good time. I like this time of the year with a little cooler weather with the apples and that. We picked up a couple of gallons of cider already, so we're... they're sitting in my garage right now. We're feeling a little bit cooler, and I'll probably have some glass of that tonight yet. That's something I always like. All right, last up on the list, and then we'll do a station break. NADRL, go right ahead, Dave.
Hey, Ron. Well, thanks for putting that list of the new gadgets on the email. I'm going to take my time and go through them and take a look at them. Pretty much all I got. Everybody have a good week. KC8YVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave. Yeah, there were just, like I said, if you have any questions on some of those, some of them you probably scratch your head like, what are you using that for? I know what it is, but what would you use it for? But, yeah, there were some things on the on there that YouTube guys had put up, and I said, well, that's pretty interesting, and it's fairly inexpensive. If people are into doing this or that or the other thing, this is a good way to do it without, having to put a lot of money into it or a lot of different things to put something together. So there's some good things on there. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Do I have any other announcements or rechecks for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:32, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for joining tonight, 73, and have a great week.
KC8YVF, this is KC8AGN. I was hoping that you could add me to your email list. If you're ready, I'll give you my email.
Okay, go ahead, and I will try to copy. Like I said, you're pretty scratchy in the net, and looking at the voter, you're only running about 23 to 25 on the meter up to 256. So go right ahead. We'll see if I can copy.
Sure, that's Gregory W. Carnes at gmail.com, and that's GregoryWCarnes. At gmail.com. And again, that's Golf Romeo Echo Golf Oscar Romeo Yankee Charlie Alpha Romeo November Echo Sierra at gmail.com. How come?
Okay, I think I got it. Gregory W. Carnes at gmail.com. I looked your information up on QRZ. Let me see if it has. Yeah, I've got your email off on QRZ. So we got a good copy off your audio as well, and I got your email on the list here as well. So will do, sir. So thanks for joining the net. KC8YVF.
All right, and thank you for the choosing. So you have a great day. 73, Rod.
KC8YVF clear.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.